For all their volume, hundreds of millions of tweets cannot provide a perfect window into our daily souls. While other studies using Twitter to measure mood have found much the same patterns that Macy and Golder discovered, both the medium and the methodology have limits. People often use social media to present an ideal face to the world that might mask their true and perhaps less ideal emotions. In addition, the industrial strength analytic tools necessary to interpret so much data can't always detect irony, sarcasm, and other subtle human tricks. Fortunately, behavioral scientists have other methods to understand what we are thinking and feeling, and one is especially good for charting hour-to-hour changes in how we feel. It's called the Day Reconstruction Method, or DRM. The creation of a quintet of researchers, including Daniel Kahneman, winner of the Nobel Prize in Economics, and Alan Krueger, who served as chairman of the White House Council of Economic Advisors under Barack Obama. With the DRM, participants reconstruct the previous day, chronicling everything they did and how they felt while doing it. DRM research, for instance, has shown that during any given day, people typically are least happy while commuting and most happy while canoodling. In 2006, Kahneman, Krueger, and crew enlisted the DRM to measure what they said was a quality of affect that is often overlooked, its rhythmicity over the course of a day. They asked more than 900 American women, a mix of races, ages, household incomes, and education levels, to think about the previous day as a continuous series of scenes or episodes in a film, each one lasting between about 15 minutes and 2 hours. The women then described what they were doing during each episode and chose from a list of 12 adjectives, happy, frustrated, enjoying myself, annoyed, and so on, to characterize their emotions during that time. When the researchers crunched the numbers, they found what they called a consistent and strong bimodal pattern, that is, twin peaks, during the day. The women's positive affect climbed in the morning hours until it reached an optimal emotional point around midday. Then, their good mood quickly plummeted and stayed low throughout the afternoon, only to rise again in the early evening. On the PDF that accompanies this audiobook, you'll see charts for three positive emotions: happy, warm, and enjoying myself. The vertical axis represents the participants' measure of their mood, with higher numbers being more positive and lower numbers less positive. The horizontal axis shows the time of day, from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. The three charts are obviously not identical, but they all share the same essential shape: an early spike, a big drop, and a subsequent recovery. On a matter as elusive as human emotion, no study or methodology is definitive. This DRM looked only at women. In addition, what and when can be difficult to untangle. One reason enjoying myself is high at noon and low at 5 is that we tend to dig socializing, which people do around lunchtime, and detest battling traffic, which people often do in the early evening. Yet the pattern is so regular and has been replicated so many times that it's difficult to ignore. So far, I've described only what DRM researchers found about positive affect. The ups and downs of negative emotions, feeling frustrated, worried, or hassled, were not as pronounced, but they typically showed a reverse pattern, rising in the afternoon and sinking as the day drew to a close. But when the researchers combined the two emotions, the effect was especially stark. Once again, it showed a peak, a trough, and a rebound.